This is Solidarity News on Radio Labour.
Hello, I'm Marc Boulanger. Italy is the latest country to ratify ILO Convention C-190 on violence against women and men at work. It is the first European country to do so. The Convention on Violence and Harassment has been ratified by Uruguay and Fiji. Argentina and Namibia committed in late 2020 to ratifying the convention. The ILO is the International Labour Organization, the UN specialized agency focused on matters of work in the world. To find out more about ILO Convention C-190, I talked to Chidi King. Ms. King is the Director of the Equality Department of the International Trade Union Confederation. The ITUC is the global body which represents national union centers such as the Ghana Trades Union Congress and the AFL-CIO in the United States. I asked Ms. King what an ILO convention is.
An ILO convention is an international labor law. There are two types of ILO labor law or standards, if you like, a convention and a recommendation. Difference between the two is that the convention is binding at national level. So member states, once they ratify it, have an obligation to actually ensure its implementation. A recommendation is more guidance to member states. So it's this is what you should do if you choose to do it. And the important difference there in terms of a convention is that it does set a minimum standard for countries around the world in relation to the particular topic which it addresses.
What happens when a country ratifies a convention?
Ratification is basically a member state agreeing to put the contents of the convention into their national legislation. So once they have ratified it, they then need to adopt national legislation that basically puts the convention into effect.
Why is it important for an ILO convention on violence against women and men at work be adopted?
The hashtag MeToo movement and other similar movements actually tell us exactly why this initiative is so important in the world of work. Whilst trade unions had begun lobbying and negotiating for this law well before the revelations that came along with hashtag MeToo, I think those revelations have really shown us just how widespread and prevalent sexual harassment in particular, but also casual sexism, gender discrimination, and gender-based violence more broadly are in the world of work. And we always say if it took women who were in relative positions of power, women in the media industry, women in the entertainment industry, so long to speak up. If they found speaking out so difficult, imagine the situation for a domestic worker working behind closed doors or, you know, a woman working in the supply chains of Bangladesh or Cambodia or any other country.
What is the effect of the adoption of an ILO convention such as the one we have been discussing on a country?
If you have a convention that's ratified at national level, it already sends a very strong signal to everyone, to government departments, to the social partners, so that's workers and employers organizations, that the particular behavior that is addressed in the convention dealt with. So in this sense, if we have a convention on violence and harassment, it makes it very clear that violence and harassment isn't part of the job, that measures need to be taken, very concrete steps, both at workplace level, but in the general environment surrounding the world of work to address violence and harassment. It will give trade unions in particular a tool around which both to organize and negotiate with employers, but it also sends strong messages to the government, as I said itself, as to what it needs to put in place in terms of policy measures. So you would have the legislation and then there may be additional policy measures that a government may need to take in order to implement the contents of the convention correctly. It also opens it up to the supervisory process of the ILO. So not only would trade unions have a tool at national level through which to address incidents, issues of violence and harassment, both collectively and individually, but the government would also have to account for the way in which it has gone about implementing.